Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Bill Barnwell of ESPN. We're taking trips around the National Football League to get national voices on how they feel about the Chiefs. Bill, happy to have you on the show today. We've been asking people this question. What do you think is wrong with the Chiefs?
Overall, I don't think the Chiefs are broken. All the advanced analytics I can find, DVOA, expected points added, ESPN's Football Power Index, all those numbers say that this year's version of the Chiefs are actually better than last year's version of the Chiefs. And I know that sounds crazy. I know the records are the records. Wins and losses at the end of the day are what matters, not what an advanced metric says. But what that implies is that there's not anything that's like completely and utterly flawed that is broken about this team. You have little things you can point to here or there. They are last in pressure rate when they blitz, which is just so out of character for a Steve Spagnuolo defense. Obviously, they're still kind of figuring things out in the secondary. Obviously, Patrick cannot throw multiple interceptions in the red zone. Those have been, you know, if you assume they're going to kick field goals at least on those drives, a 30-point swing in three games decided by 3 points in each of them. So, you know, obviously a significant, significant impact. I really think this is a team, though, that at the end of the day is good, not really different than last year's team. But last year's team had the most incredible timing and the most incredible luck I've ever seen. And this year's team has something close to the worst luck and worst timing I can recall in recent memory.
Are you still hopeful, when it sounds like this is the case, are you still hopeful, optimistic that this team is going to make the playoffs? Because the thing that a lot of people are pointing out is the tiebreaker situation. The Chiefs don't have the tiebreaker against Buffalo. They don't have the tiebreaker against Jacksonville. I think they could be in a spot where they possibly don't have it against the Chargers, given the Chiefs' record in the AFC and also win the division. So some key tiebreakers they're going to miss out on. Are you confident in this team's ability to make the postseason?
I am, and that's not only a thing about the Chiefs, although the tiebreaker concerns you bring up are totally valid and realistic and are going to be a problem for them, but it's more a commentary on the rest of the AFC, right? Like, it's not just, you know, looking at, oh, what are the Chiefs, but what are the other teams? I mean, the teams you mentioned, the Jags, did beat the Chiefs. They were a mess after beating the Chiefs for several weeks before they had a great game against the Chargers. The Chargers, I mean, have had great stretches this year, but they also just got blown out by the Jags. Broncos ahead of the Chiefs. Broncos are kind of this year's version of the Chiefs, right? Like, you know, with everything going right for them in the fourth quarter of games when they've been struggling to put teams away earlier in games. This is a really flawed conference. The Bills, I mean, the Bills are beat the Chiefs, but the Bills are a flawed team. They lost to the Falcons, you know, really can't beat anybody. I just think you're looking at a conference where so many teams are flawed. And so there might be this perception that the Chiefs have to be, you know, the best versions of themselves, this really fantastic, you know, juggernaut on both sides of the ball to go on a hot streak here late in the year and make the playoffs. I don't think they have to be that team. They just have to be a little bit better maybe than the other teams, because they have to have a better record because of the tiebreaker. So, yes, I'm confident.
a lot of fans have complained about the Chiefs and the lack of running from under center. When you look at the numbers, they have been a far more effective team when they run from under center. That's just not something they do a lot. What are you seeing on film with the Chiefs' run game and why it's been so ineffective this season?
I mean, I've always been arguing I wanted to see more under center runs, even when they were winning games earlier in the last couple of years. Just think, it's a thing you see other teams do to create opportunities. And it's not just about, you know, strictly calling a run play, but it's more about the range of things you're presenting to teams. If you can run from under center, or if you have the threat of running from under center, now you have the ability to run play action from under center. And if you do that, that's an opportunity to hit shots downfield, which is something we know the Chiefs want to do more of this year. You're changing the way defenses approach you. You can have different sorts of personnel groupers. You can lean into 12 and 13 personnel with more tight ends on the field a little easier from under center than you can from shotgun. You can run different kinds of run. You can run duo. You can run counter a little easier from under center than you can from shotgun. Or from pistol, I should say, as well. And so I do think when I watch them do it, they look fine doing it. It's just clear that, you know, for years now, it's just not something Andy Reid really believes is important. And I'm not going to lie, I would trust Andy Reid over me. This man has won multiple Super Bowls for a reason. I don't think, you know, I'm going to tell him something he doesn't know, but I do sort of wonder what it would take for the Chiefs to commit to it, because it feels like something that would make a difference right now. It would move linebackers around. It would, I think, sort of, it would make things easier for Patrick Mahomes and make things easier for this offense right now in a way that I'm surprised Andy Reid has not already leaned into it, especially after the bye. But, I just think the Chiefs, given they have a talented offensive line, they're big and strong on the interior, it just seems like such a logical place for them to go. But for whatever reason, they haven't done it so far.
I feel like the Chiefs have potentially gotten stale in some areas. And as I look at the rest of the AFC, it's just radically changing. The Broncos are a drastically different team. The Colts are a drastically different team. The Patriots, we can go up and down the line of teams that have just really evolved over the last 12 to 18 months. And I don't know if necessarily that's the case with Kansas City. Is that what you're seeing on film, that teams are maybe spotting tendencies and they just caught up to what Kansas City likes to do?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's a good question. You know, I do think they have evolved a bit. Obviously, we're seeing more of the Mahomes quarterback run game this year. We've seen, you know, Rashee Rice be, you know, a threat near the red zone. But like I said, you know, it'd be one thing if the offense was struggling. It'd be one thing if the defense was struggling on a play-by-play basis by the advanced numbers. I'd say start saying, well, that's kind of a concern. But my expected points added per play, which is my preferred nerd metric, the Chiefs are better on offense and defense this year than they were last year, which is kind of scary, given that, again, the record is what the record is. I don't think there's schematically a staleness to it. I do think this team, because of some of the moves they made last year, obviously traded a bunch of draft picks for players. You know, some of the picks they've made at the end of the first round have not necessarily panned out the way they would have hoped. They've spent a lot of money on some star players bringing them back. You spent a lot on Trey Smith. You spent a lot on Chris Jones. You spent a lot on Karlaftis. You spent a lot on Nick Bolton. Nothing wrong with keeping those guys, but it's going to limit what you can do in terms of spending money. And then this offseason, their big free agent addition was Christian Fulton, who's barely played this year. So you sort of end up in a stretch where, like, you can only do so much because you've committed so much to keeping the guys you have around. And I don't think any of the moves they made to keep those guys around were wrong or unreasonable or things they shouldn't have done, but it just limits maybe what you can do. Maybe you only get one shot at a free agent as opposed to three or four free agents you can bring in. And so I do think this is a Chiefs team that, you know, stale maybe would be a little too harsh, but just like you do know what you're getting when you play them. Now, they can still win. I don't think there's anything wrong. I think the Eagles are basically in a lot of ways the same team they were a year ago, except they lost a couple of talented players, but Eagles are winning a lot of games. You know, I do think it's something where there's nothing wrong with it, but I do think the Chiefs have just had, unfortunately, some frustrating end-of-game situations from some of the star players they're paying a ton of money to.
Who do you consider to be the favorite right now in the AFC? I think it's the Indianapolis Colts, but you could convince me that it's the Broncos. You could convince me that it's the Patriots. Hell, if Kansas City wins on Sunday, you can convince me that they are still the favorite in the AFC.
That's a good question. I would say the Colts, just because when you think about, okay, who has been the best team this year to me consistently week after week, it's been the Colts. Patriots have been really good, but they're playing a really easy schedule. The Broncos, house of cards, seems a little harsh. The defense is phenomenal, but I'm just very skeptical of that quarterback and that offense. Colts offense has been one of the best in NFL history on a week-by-week basis, on a drive-by-drive basis this season. And I know Daniel Jones is not that caliber of quarterback. He's not going to be, you know, an MVP this year, but they have a great running back, great offensive line, a bunch of really useful receivers who complement each other well. I think Tyler Warren is the offensive rookie of the year, and I really like the play caller. I think Shane Steichen's a good coach. So to me, I would say the Colts, especially if Sauce Gardner, you know, steps in and plays very well. We saw a good start from him in Indianapolis. But like I said, there's no perfect team here. I mean, the Chiefs could credibly go on a run at the end of the year. If they win out, win 12 games, they could still be the one seed or the two seed in the AFC. It is a wild and weird year here in the National Football League.
That is Bill Barnwell of ESPN joining us on the show, just getting his thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs as we get ready for their matchup on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.